Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Obie and Ashley in the morning on K92.3.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, man. You know, it's just going to be a great day. I can feel it in my bones. Ashley's wearing red. Doesn't she always look amazing in red?
Yeah, very rarely do you wear red.
Do I wear color or get dressed for work at all?
No, that's not true.
I wear clothes, but... Yeah.
It's your color, Ash.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we've got a lot going on this morning. What's going to be cool is we've still got your Alan Jackson tickets. So Alan Jackson, that's going to be a pretty great concert coming up here in just another week and a half, 2 weeks.
In Tampa, May 11th.
Yeah. Yep. So that's going to be great. And then, so it's going to be good. What are we talking about at 7:38?
Oh, that's your situation. Are you asking because you don't really want to talk about it?
Because I just want to make sure that I don't get myself in trouble.
Oh.
As we talk about boating rules that you need to abide by.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, it's already too late.
7:38, that's what we're talking about.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is the good moment during the show where we get to play the national anthem and we get to send it out to a group of individuals, which I don't know if you've ever seen. I know we've seen it in the movies, but I've never seen it in person until yesterday. But you ever seen the window washers?
Like the people that wash windows or a movie called The Window?
No. Okay, so like the people who wash windows on the skyscrapers?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how you only like see it in the movies because it's like in New York or whatever. Well, they've got those guys here.
Oh, yeah, the tall buildings downtown?
I mean, to me, that's, what a job, man. And to those guys who risk their lives, to me, I call that risking your lives.
Yeah, those are scary because it's just like that little metal contraption holding them up there, right?
Some of it's like, aren't they just rope?
Yeah.
It's like rope holding you up?
I hope not.
Yeah, some of it is.
I don't know enough about that job, but what I do know is that the three of us in here would not want to be doing that.
True.
And just to you guys out there who you tackle these jobs, hey, listen, they're not the only ones. I mean, there are other people out there who go to the antennas, for instance, like our tower.
Our engineers.
Our 100,000 watt tower. There are people who go all the way up to the top of that thing to replace light bulbs.
Yeah.
So to you guys this morning, you're recognized. We love you. Thank you for keeping the city looking clean and keeping it safe. And thanks for what you do. The National Anthem from this morning's show.
Oh, say can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched. So gallantly streaming, and the rugged red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that a flag still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
And Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K92.3.
Motto,
City, the stakes are set. It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Good morning. Yay. Good morning, everybody. Hey, so we're to understand we've got Robin over by UCF?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robin.
My favorite bird.
All right, going up against Justin of Titusville?
Yes, me.
Yeah, buddy Justin.
How tight is he?
You're so quiet.
All right, so guys, we got a chance to say good morning to you guys. Why don't your neighbors love on each other real quick?
Good morning, Robin. Good morning. You're going down.
No!
Oh, no!
No,
this is a surprise for my grandma's 75th birthday, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, it's going to whoop you like a grandma.
The pressure, Justin.
Might want to think of a second gift idea.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. All right. Maybe some Metamucil. All right, guys. All right. So let's get to this. You know how the game's played. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here.
Lady MJ.
This girl, she's got three questions for you. The questions, they're not that hard. Nope. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this year's showdown. All right, guys?
Yep.
All right.
Cool. So this is the fun part where we come up with that sound, your buzzer sound, when you think you've got the right answer. Robin, over by UCF, what's going to be your sound today?
Aubrey.
Okay.
That is my daughter's name, and she is 2.5.
Oh, you got to love that.
That's a good age.
Good mom right there. All right. Okay, Justin, you heard what she's bringing. What are you packing for Titusville?
Oh, brilliant.
is that Donald Duck?
Yep, that's Donald Duck. That's my second half.
Let's hear that again.
Oh, good.
That is hilarious.
All right, just make sure you're loud with it, all right? So everyone's on the same page. Robin by UCF, your sound.
Aubrey.
Justin representing Titusville, your sound.
Oh, good.
Guys, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. The song Under the Sea is featured in what Disney movie?
Justin.
Little Mermaid.
All right, Robin, that means you need one to stay in the game, okay?
Okay.
Question number two. Which country was the first to land on the moon?
Aubrey.
Oh, that was Justin again.
United States.
Bam! Guys, that's how fast the O-Town Showdown can be. You've got Justin representing Titusville with two in a row. That's all you need to be the winner of today's O-Town Showdown.
You won. You're going to see Alan Jackson in Tampa.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's okay. I thought I was faster, but I guess not.
Now, Robin, come on in here, though. We definitely want some love here. We want to push some positivity on you and Aubrey. Love it. Come here for this air hug.
Come on. Bring it in.
Get your lollipop.
Even Donald's in on this.
That was interesting.
Oh, I guess.
Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of
the O-Town Showdown.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning
on K-82-3.
Ooh, so it looks like Facebook is going to be joining the online dating game.
Right?
Finally.
Which, Ashley, you brought up a great statistic that I didn't even know about the 200 million people.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, so yesterday they, like, unveiled it. Mark Zuckerberg did to try to distract you from all the privacy issues he's having.
Yeah, really.
No, but seriously, there's, like, 200 million people on Facebook, he said, that select their relationship status as being single. So he's like, we have all of these people. There's obviously a need for it if, you know, 200 million people are saying they're single.
Yeah, so basically the opt-in feature would match users that aren't already friends with people. So this would be nobody in your friend network, but somebody who matches up to you. So that would be kind of cool, right? Anybody in here ever met anybody because of social media?
No, I mean, it's all been set up, and then, like a friend was like, oh, meet this person. And, like, it was a mutual friend, but yeah. No one random. Have you?
Oh, man. I remember back when AOL was hot, and there was Instant Messenger, and there were chat rooms.
Yeah.
There was a girl that was ridiculously funny in an Orlando chat room, and we ended up meeting up and dating for a little bit. And
get
of course,
out.
Yeah, you know, that's all history. But anyways, these things really happen. So, I mean, Facebook, that's a pretty big deal. Do you think the Facebook feature, you think that's something that people will opt in for. Well, I mean, it's free.
It sounds like, too, if they're going to be using, like, their interests of what people are already interested in, it's like Match.com already built into your Facebook, which already has all that info. So it's probably just one less step. I mean, I don't know. It's all the same people.
Bam. Well, there you go. Tell your single friends right there that they can now join Facebook's dating site. That's going to be great.
Ovi and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
Okay, so am I about to, like, get myself in trouble here what you guys want to talk about?
You're pretty much going in the hot seat. So we were talking yesterday to Obi, who was out on his boat this weekend in Lake Apopka, which is where you take it, right? Your pontoon?
Yeah.
So as we're talking, we're realizing Obi's telling us things that have a lot to do with laws, regulations, and we should probably test Obi's knowledge on all this.
Okay. Well, go ahead, because I already know that one of them is probably going to be my kids driving the boat, right?
Yeah, dude. Do you know that it's illegal for you to knowingly allow your kids to operate the personal watercraft because they're under 14?
I mean, but even if I'm right there with them?
Yep.
They're kids. We're on a pontoon boat that's going like 8 miles an hour.
Hey, tell that to the officer.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That'll
work. What's next?
Okay, how about this? A red buoy. What do you think a red buoy signifies? If you were to just to guess.
Red right return. So stay to the right of the red.
Okay, well, he knows one thing.
He's got that one.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
And your kids drive the boat so much, they would probably even get that one right.
Do you know that one. Visual distress signals on board.
What does that mean? Like lights?
You know, if they're an emergency, something to...
I do have a flare gun.
You do? Okay.
I don't know how to use it.
Hey.
Nevertheless, I have a flare gun, and okay. So what else? What else? So far, I'm doing pretty good here.
I think you would figure out how to use that flare gun, by the way, if you needed it. What about a fire extinguisher?
Fire extinguisher. No, I don't have a fire extinguisher.
No?
On the boat, no.
You better get one.
You do need one of those on there.
Okay.
And if there's an emergency, you got your radio, right? The VH, what is it? VHF.
No radio for emergencies?
No, I have an FM radio and some sweet speakers, too, play the radio.
Honestly, I think he's good.
Okay, but hold on. Let me just plead my case. This is a pontoon boat that's never going to leave Lake Apopka, guys. I'm not ever taking this on the ocean. Lake Apopka is normally relatively a cool, calm, collective lake.
Water's water, Obi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still, you guys are coming down on me. I feel like...
The Gators love it.
Oh, yeah.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So, you know, normally I don't get into, like, any of the nonsense drama that we don't know if it's true or not. But Blake Shelton kind of involved himself last week when this story came out about Miranda Lambert in a new relationship with possibly a married man still. And Blake tweeted something out about, you know, karma. I've remained under the radar for taking the high road for the longest time, but now it's karma, blah, blah. So as if he didn't release that right at the same time this whole Miranda thing was happening, now he's saying, maybe it didn't have to do with that.
If it was meant for people to know exactly what it meant, it wouldn't have been so cryptic.
Yes.
Why would I say that? But I can tell you it's been actually very entertaining to watch the world run with it and assume what they think it's about.
Now,
right.
Now, there is something to be said about these stars knowing the power of Twitter. For instance, whether it's Blake Shelton sending just a tweet out there, mm-hmm. Kanye West getting caught for a tweet, it doesn't matter. Like, Twitter's lights a fire.
Yeah, no kidding. In other news, switching gears here to happy news, Dale Earnhardt Jr., new dad. Congratulations to him and his wife, Amy, yesterday. They welcomed Isla Rose Earnhardt. And how cool is this? Apparently, she was due today, arrived a day early, but had she been born on April 29th, she would have shared a birthday with the late Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I know that they're super excited, and they've been actually, like, part of renovating a house down in the Keys, doing some HGTV projects. So, very, very busy. He may be retired from racing, but now at 43, first-time dad, they're going to be super busy. And then this is super exciting from last night. The Voice, Caleb Lee from Ormond Beach. He's our local guy here. We've been kind of following along. He was in the studio just a couple weeks ago. Did he make it to the top 10? Yes, the votes saved him finally at the end of the night, and he was the last one to find out that he was saved.
The odds are getting a little more slim, so being the last one saved tonight was pretty heart-pounding. Heard my name finally, and it was a instant relief.
Well, good for him, man. Top 10 is a big deal. And, of course, we already talked about how Caleb Lee's life is going to change. I mean, from going, you know, in Ormond Beach, having a regular job to now, even if he doesn't win,
yeah,
he'll still be able to come back. And that's it. His whole career can say he's a top 10 finalist.
I think he'll be able to charge a little more for shows, too, for some gigs on the side.
What, free beer? No? More free beer?
No, man. Get on to K923Orlando.com, too, though, because I just posted the cutest video of Carrie Underwood's son, like, totally gushing watching her sing the national anthem.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Joe, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Tuscaloosa.
Okay. All right. So if you don't mind, get into why you're calling us today.
Well, I invited my date out to one of the very exciting promotions that I had going on, and it was for my higher belt in karate. I was really excited, so wanted to have her come down and check me out.
Okay, so you invited her to come to your, like, graduation type thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, promotion. I don't know karate, so I'm just using, like, terms.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a promotion. It's like a belt testing.
Okay,
yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you how you guys met.
Well, we met on this app. I saw her picture, I liked it, and started talking. I just decided to be spontaneous and then invited her out to my karate promotion.
Okay, cool. All right, and then where are we now?
Well, she hasn't called back yet.
Yeah.
So.
All right, okay. Well, we appreciate you sending us the email with all of her information. let's give her a call.
Okay.
I know you said in your email you were kind of nervous, but don't be nervous. We're going to try and help you as best we can.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully she picks up.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Rebecca, please.
Yeah, this is Rebecca.
Rebecca, good morning. It's Obie and Ashley. We are morning radio show hosts for the big station here in town, K92.3.
Good morning.
Hi.
So we are on the radio, and our job today is to get you to go on a date with somebody, and we're going to pay for it.
Okay. What is this?
All right, so this is called Second Date Update, and you already went on a date with a guy named Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's the one that reached out to us. So we're not like, you know, we didn't get your info from any type of dating site or anything like that. He reached out to us directly. He listens to our radio station and hears us in the morning do this second date update. So he knew we could try and help him get a hold of you because you haven't been answering. So
He really had great things
to say about you. He wanted to take you out again. And we're hoping that we can just make that happen.
Can I just not do this?
Okay, you can, but this is all really to benefit Joe and help him be a better guy.
Okay, well, I mean, he's a nice guy, but, like, I don't think it's...
So what happened during your date? Like, we heard that he was getting promoted to another belt. I mean, that's pretty cool in karate.
He invited you to that, right?
Yeah, but, like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, I guess, because I got there and I was like, what is happening? It was a class full of kids and him.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I was like, what is happening?
What is he, the teacher?
He was one of the students, and he was the oldest one there by like 15 years at least.
It's mixed like that, right?
Yeah, I think some classes can be mixed like that.
But he was the only adult. Like, I thought it was going to be a class of adults. It was a class of kids. As young as, like, six, seven-year-old kids. Maybe, like, the oldest one was 13 that he was, like, put up against.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he looked ridiculous, too. Like, they had to do this thing where they, like, broke boards, and he couldn't even break a board.
Oh, no.
You know what, guys? I can't stay silent anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hi, Rebecca. It's me, Joe. And I hurt my hand the week before, and I wasn't comfortable hitting a board in front of her because I was nervous.
You invited me, though, and this is like a class for kids. And then they, like, put him up with a 13-year-old for his final fight, and it was embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe, you're beating up on kids?
Don't let these kids fool you. They have a lot of energy, and they've been in the class longer than I have.
It did not seem like a fair match, and it just seemed ridiculous that he was even in that class. And I just thought I was, like, being punked. I was like, when is the camera going to come out and be like, you've been punked?
You're
because it was the most absurd class or circumstance I've ever been in my life.
Really? Just because he was in a class with kids in karate?
Yes. I couldn't believe that I was on, that this was like a date that I was on.
I've been wanting to do karate for so long, and it's really rude that you don't want to support this, and I don't know. I just find it really rude.
Get into a class with adults. Go to a class with people your own age. There have to be more people your own age.
Yeah, but then they're going to fight back harder.
Stop.
It's easier against
the kids.
That's
what I'm thinking. Like, he just wants to beat up on little kids.
But those kids really deserve it. I mean, some of those kids are really tough.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, Rebecca, can we just forget about the karate class? Let Ashley and I pay for you guys to go on another date. There could be something here.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
She can't respect karate, so.
Wow.
I can respect karate, but when you're fighting people your own age and skill level, I can respect it. That's ridiculous. You're a ridiculous person.
Okay.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update
on K-82-3.
All right, so that second date update, it's got us in here dying because just the guy who was in the class with the 13-year-old and whatnot doing karate. I mean, there's just something so funny about that. Somebody called us up about Seinfeld.
I know. I never saw that. But there's one thing. Okay, there's one thing if the guy's actually punching kids in the face, which I don't think was happening. And there's another thing about that you got to admire somebody who wanted to do something their entire life, never got the chance to. And now they're finally taking the time. Like, hey, you finally want to do that? That's great.
It's chime time. Late in life accomplishments. Okay, so things that you accomplished a little later on in life.
Yeah.
Can I start?
Yes.
Okay, as you call 844-254-9232. I was a piano player. Well, I am a piano player, but I only played like in the key of C, you know, just a few keys. And later on in life, just about a year ago, I started trying to venture out and play more keys.
Nice.
So now I'm proud to say that I could probably play in about 6-7 different keys. Yeah, that I could never play in before. So that is my later in life accomplishment.
There you go.
How about you? Oh, hello? You there?
Actually, one of the big things that I've been wanting to do, like ever since I was little, was be a certified scuba diver. Like a couple months ago, I was actually able to get it all done, and well, now I'm certified.
Nice,
that's awesome.
Good
that's
for
so
you, buddy.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, that's exactly what I say.
All right, late in life accomplishments. It's chime time.
Hey, y'all, it's Lauren Elena.
Obie and Ashley have all of Central Florida asking.
Is it chime time?
Chime away.
It's chime time. 844-254-9232.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K-82-3.
With the chime time right now, would love for you to chime in. 844-254-9232. Talking about later in life accomplishments, okay? Hey, good morning.
Well, something I've always wanted to do in life is I wanted to grow a beard, and I finally grew one.
Boom, accomplishment.
Oh,
okay, but wait a minute. How long of a beard are we talking?
We're talking like 7 or 8 inches now.
Oh, dude, you're on your way to Chris Stapleton.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's a good one, man. Thank you.
Can you hide stuff in it?
Oh, yeah. I can keep a stack in there.
Oh, my God.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K-92-3.
Right now we're having a chime time about late in life accomplishments because Joe, on second date, she thought it was ridiculous that he was in this karate class with all these kids, but honestly, I think it's great. If there's something you didn't get to do that you've been wanting to do, maybe it's been on your bucket list or something, you didn't get to do it when you were younger, and now you're taking the time to do it, more power to you.
Late in life accomplishments. It's chime time. Hey.
This is Nicole.
Nicole.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Hey.
Pleasure to be talking to you.
So I was calling about the chime time because ironically, my late in life accomplishment was the same as his, doing karate.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Yes. Well, it was actually Taekwondo, but I actually had to start in a class with children, too.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, wow. So there you go. It's not so uncommon.
No, and it actually, I think it helped. It was better than having to fight the people my age that were black belts.
So. True. Good for you.
My face.
K92.3, thanks for chiming in. So, do you have any late in life accomplishments?
I finished my bachelor's degree in business management. I had a daughter when I was 19 years old. I didn't get to finish school, but I went back after a few years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It. I did it while I was pregnant with my second child. So
good for you.
So that's okay. I was 8 months pregnant, gave birth, and went back to class. So anybody can do it at this point. There's no excuses.
Wow, well said. Look at that.
K92.3, who's this?
This is Jeremy from Merritt Island.
Jeremy, everybody.
So I was in the military for 21 years.
Wow, thank you for your service, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it. I recently went back to college, and I should graduate by Christmas.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow. What are you going to be doing with yourself?
Hopefully something in HR.
Okay. Oh, nice, man. Well, you got a great attitude about you. I would like for you to join HR over here.
Yeah.
What do you think of Obi's outfit? Too risky.
It's a little cleavage, just a little, okay?
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Muna, and I love waking up to Obi and Ashley's second date update every morning on K92.3.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.